Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for spending your lunchtime with us. I'm Tracy. This is the Anointing Full Gospel Center presenting the Anointing Women's Ministry to you. Today is April the 14th. And again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking your time with us this afternoon. And we just honor God and thank God for this opportunity. And again, this topic that we're going to talk about today is very interesting to me because I really didn't understand the depth of who God has called me to be before I came into Christ and devoted my life to God and came to the church that I'm at now. I really began to understand who I am. And you really don't know the truth until you're confronted with it. You really don't know until truth comes where you begin to look back and say, you know what? I didn't realize that. I didn't understand that. That's how I am. That's what I don't do. It's like all those questions begin to start going because truth has now come. So the topic that is for today, what came to me is, who does God say you are? And again, this is very special to me simply because, as I mentioned, that we are all on a journey. This walk in faith. As anointed women of God, we are on a journey. We're on this journey of faith. And the more we evolve, the more we grow by the knowledge and the truth that God reveals to us, we're able to come into a greater life. We're able to come into a greater knowledge of who God calls us to be. And that's what's exciting, is knowing that we don't have to remain where we once were. Because remember, in this life, that there's always going to be ups and downs and things of our past that oftentimes we don't want to face. We don't want to talk about hurt, relationships, family, work, whatever it is that may have been hurtful or detrimental in our past. We don't want to relive that. We don't want to talk about it. But I want to encourage you today, as God encouraged me before we came on today, is knowing that, look, that is something to just embrace. And I know I've learned at church, look, that is something not to be ashamed about. Embrace it, accept it, because it is there. And that my pastor oftentimes encourages and reminds the church, look, our past is in the archives of our mind. And when we realize that, just accept it. And to know that our past has a significant purpose. It is not like the world would want to bring us down, bring shame, remind us of what we've done, and want to hold us down because of it. But God comes to lift us up because his word gives us to know that he has thrown our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And so because of that, that has taught me at church that, look, this is something that you can live by the power of the Holy Spirit to encourage us with the word of God, to know that, look, that's the way the world perceives it. That's the way that I used to live. I used to take weeks and months being so discouraged and so down because of what may have happened, the choice I've made, the situation that may have happened, that I was literally burdened down or oppressed by that because I did not feel that there was any hope, there was any reason to get up. Like, I was so blinded that there was a better way. But knowing that the word of God coming to teach us the standard of God, he comes to teach us because, again, like the topic says, who does God say you are? I know, I don't know about you, but I know for me and the society we live in, it's about what we see. It's about what they look like, how their life appears, and how this person is, about everybody else. And so oftentimes we may try to measure up to that. I tried to measure up to that, but realizing that, look, but what's the standard of God? Who does God say I am? And when God began to teach me that at church, teaching me the importance of, look, who does God say that I am? And with knowing about who God says that I am, it gave me something that I didn't know was there. It gave me something that I didn't know that I had to be able to have the confidence, the power, and authority to no longer be bound by the past that has been a weight. I've been carrying this weight around, not realizing that I don't have to carry that anymore. But God has given us such a power and authority through his son, Jesus Christ, of knowing that, look, you are valuable. You are precious. You don't have to believe or hold on because of this person or because of that choice, of that mistake. He has given us something that is so precious and so powerful to know that, look, I called you to be special. And it's not just something that we believe on Sunday and we hear the preacher preach, or we hear the teacher teach, and we're encouraged. But then as soon as Sunday is over with, oftentimes I know the elder of my church, Elder Harrison, would say, even before you get out of church, the enemy will try to come and bring discouragement, bring distraction, whatever it is. But knowing that this life is so valuable that we can live it every single day. Every single day, the word of God is effective in our lives. We come to church to be revived. We come to church to be rejuvenated by the presence of God and teaches us how to live Monday through Saturday until we come back into the house of God. And again, the teachings of the word of God teaches us about the standard of God in our lives. So right now we want to go to Matthew 7, verse 6, and many of you may be very familiar with that, and it teaches about, it talks about, first, let me just go ahead and read it. It says, do not give dogs what is sacred. So the first thing I want to key in on is do not. That means something that you already have is so important. The word of God wants us not to give that up. So remember, you have something that is sacred. You have something that is important. That's the authority. That's the power that Christ has given, that you don't have to give in to what people say. You don't have to give in to what society says. You don't have to give in to even how you feel. Because remember, the enemy will use our senses to try to manipulate us and bring in deception. But you have the power, the authority, and the word of God that teaches us to filter. God, what do you say about this? Because I encourage you, as my pastor always encourages us, if you find yourself being affected by how you feel, that's the time to take back, or by our senses, actually, by our senses. And when that begins to lead us, then that's when you know to take some time to fall back. Take some time and be able to readjust. Because oftentimes when we go by what we see and what we hear, it's not usually that. And so God teaches us that, look, what you have is important. What you have is powerful. And that when we see that, based upon how we feel and understanding that, look, what God has given us is the power and authority of his word and the knowledge of knowing that, look, who God has called me to be is not to be trampled upon. It's not to be taken advantage of. It's not to be looked down at simply because of my past or because of how you or another person may view me to be. We're all different. And the one thing I remember my pastor had said to me that really stuck with me is that, look, we all got stuff. We all have issues. None of us is perfect. None of us is perfect. And the society we live in today, people can crop an image to make you think that's the real them. Look, we have the privilege of knowing the true and living God and who God says we are and coming into that place of loving ourselves. Because one of the things I remember God had taught me and what he said was love is not emotional. Love is not based on your emotions. Love, and when we look at God and we look at the sacrifice that Christ did, that was not based upon his emotions. Christ suffered on the cross. He was in extreme agony on the cross. So if it was based on his emotions, he wouldn't be there. He would not have been on the cross. But because of the will of God, he has taught us in knowing that, look, through our faith in him, we are able to overcome what people say, what we have done, where we may currently be at, to know, you know what, God, you have given me the authority. You have given me the power and to being able to protect the word of God, to protect who we are, to protect the value of who we are as women. And then one of the things to remember is that, especially as women, when the scripture talks about do not give dogs what is sacred. And before I get on into sacred, don't find out who you're dealing with. And as women, especially if you're a single woman, that the one of the precious things that we have, I remember learning at church, is look, we have our femininity. We have, when we give ourselves sexually to a man before getting to know who he is, we're putting everything on the line. We're giving him who we are. And that in itself has taught me that when we do that, we lose that authority. We lose that power, because more times than one, I remember in learning that when we do that, or even so much, when we don't do that, I've learned that when you're able to see who you're dealing with, you're able to get to know their motives. Because as we have talked on this broadcast before, everybody has a motive. And if we don't take the time to find out who we're dealing with, then the one thing that's going to happen is that they're going to take that power, they're going to take that authority, and they're going to manipulate it to whatever they want, or oftentimes they're going to get up and leave simply because their motive did not align with ours. And just because you are a good person, you treat people right, you have the right motives about people, that does not mean everybody has that same motive. Doesn't mean they have that same kind of heart. And I remember that's what I've learned at church. My pastor said, not everybody has your heart. So we have got to get to know who we're dealing with, whether it is a romantic relationship, friendship, whatever it is, get to know where that person is coming from. Because when we get to know where that person is coming from by asking questions, see how they handle things, don't be so quick to react based upon how we feel, because it is new, it's good, you feel excited about it. Take some time to get to know them. Be the one to ask the questions. Be the one to see, are they dogs, are they wolves in sheep's clothing, or are they someone who is viable, someone who actually looks at you highly and respectfully, someone who is willing, who is already on that same level with you when it comes to your faith, when it comes to your beliefs, when it comes to your morals and values, your desires and hopes and dreams. If you have nothing to relate to that person, then more times than one, that's not going to be a successful relationship. It's not going to either last. Why? Because we don't know who we're dealing with. We first got to know and spend time with them. Ask them these questions. Don't be so quick to give everything to them, because first of all, remember, if the Bible gives us to know, look, what you have is sacred, what you have is special, but I'm giving you to know that just because this is who you are, there are some dogs out there who are not going to value that. There are some people out there who are not going to respect that, and if you don't take the time to, one, protect what you have, and then find out who you're dealing with, then that is when things don't work. That's when emotions are involved. That's what I've been there, being unable to function. Now, I was in school at one point, and being the guy broke up, and then it was hard for me to concentrate in school, and it was hard for me to be able to go through my day-to-day life, because I felt so torn apart. I felt so broken because of that, because I gave everything, my time, my mind, my body, everything that I believed that he would give to me, I gave it up. And so when things didn't work, because I soon realized who I was dealing with, I soon realized that his mind or his motives was not for me. It was to get what he wanted and kind of give me just enough rope to stay around, but not enough for him to be committed. That's what's important. It's finding out who you're dealing with, because God has given us something so sacred, and he wants us to be able to grow, to be aware, because look, the where the world is now is not the way it used to be. We can't continue to look at things the same way. We've got to learn how to adjust and how to just accept the way things are so we won't be caught off guard. So we won't be taken advantage of. And it doesn't have to be in a relationship. It could be in anything. Know that you are worth respecting. And I remember learning at church, my pastor would always say, look, respect has got to be earned. And when you go into a grocery store, or when you go, I had an experience. I went out to eat at a restaurant, and I didn't have any cash, so I tipped them on my card. And all of a sudden, I went to check my account. My pastor always says, we cannot trust people. You have got to protect yourself. Not everybody is going to have the same level. Not everybody's going to have integrity. Not everybody's going to have respect for each other. So you've got to protect yourself. So in that, when you get your bill, keep your receipt. That's what I've learned at church. My pastor says, keep your receipt. And so I'm so thankful. I looked at my statement and I saw that I was overcharged the tip. And even though it was overcharged by $1, that's mine. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. It doesn't matter how small it is. That is something that is yours. God is giving you the blessing and the opportunity to work on a job. Why would you want somebody to come and steal what you've worked for? So I called the company and got it straightened out. And by the grace of God, they restored everything to me. And that gives us to know, look, you got to know who you're dealing with. You got to understand the times that you're in to not be taken advantage of. God has given us whatever it is, whether it be a home, whether it be a job, with just by the fact of just you, he's given you all precious. You are important. God has not created you to be trampled on. He has not created you to be taken advantage of. And we cannot continue going on in this life believing that people are going to treat us the way that we would treat them. You've got to stand up for what is right. You've got to stand up for how you are to be respected and how you are to be treated. That doesn't matter where that is. It could even be in the workplace. I used to always feel like I needed to overcompensate myself. Even at the job, being there for 10 years, felt like I had to overcompensate, always wanting to take on extra tasks, always wanting to be the one, yeah, I'll do it, and they sat back and let me do it. Why? Because I did not respect myself, so they didn't respect me. And so, but once I've learned, my pastor would say, you can say everything in love, and your point would get across, and that's exactly what happened. Once I began to change, God began to change those situations around me. Those same people who mistreated me, those same people who talked down to me, God allowed that situation to change. They began to see a new Tracy, and they respected that. The things that they used to do towards me, they did no more. And that gives us to know that, look, what God has given you, he has given you to be respected, to be valued, to be protected. And so who God has given us to be, we've got to protect that and to know that it is valuable, not to give that to those who is not going to appreciate that, who is not going to value that. And the next part in that part of the verse says, you are sacred. And the New King James Version takes that word sacred and it means holy. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:15-16, be ye holy, for I am holy. And holy means set apart. God loves us so much, he doesn't want us to fall in line with the world's standards in the way of living. We all have went the way of people. We all had outcomes that was not so great. But knowing that God has set us apart for himself, and in him setting us apart, he has called us to soar on eagle's wings. He has called us not to be like the world. He has not called us to remain in those same old habits and same old ways, but he has called us to come to a greater level. And in doing that, God wants us to just forgive ourselves from the things that we've done. Oftentimes that when we have done things, I know for me, I would feel as if I would stay in that. I would feel as if that there's no way I can come out of this. But I want to encourage you today. Today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity. Even if it happened 10 minutes, this is a new opportunity for you. Forgive yourself. Forgive that person. Move on. And knowing that, you know what? I serve a God in heaven who forgives me. I serve a God in heaven who knows what the plans he has for me. And he does not want me to remain where I'm at. Does it feel good when you got to walk away from a situation? No. But I guarantee you this. When you don't retaliate, like I have seen at church, you don't retaliate, God will come and vindicate you. It may not be at the time you want. It may not be how you want it to be done. But I guarantee you, God will vindicate you. He sees you. He hears your prayers. Remember, that's one of the promises of God, is that he hears us and that he will answer. So know that your prayers to God do not go unheard. He sees that. And know this, that our standard of living has taken a new height. Again, even outside of relationships, outside of work, outside of friends, outside of anybody, understand it's about changing our perception, understanding where we're at, where we've been, and where we're going. All of us have a journey of faith that we're on. I encourage all of us, take the time to see what God is doing in our lives. And I remember my pastor had said this, and I never want to ever forget that. And that was, you can see, just take the time to look at where you've been, and you can see what God is doing in your life. Because remember, the enemy does not know the full plan of God. He does not know what God is doing. Only God knows that. And so because he doesn't know, he's going to try to come every which way he can. Just like that example I gave, my pastor had gave it, and it was the enemy doesn't know where he doesn't know where the chicken is in the house. Like if he's walking down the street, he smells chicken, but he doesn't know which house is in. So he's going to try to come and bring havoc to find out where that chicken is. So that gives us to know when you begin to see things in your life patterning or whatever it is, take time to understand it. And then God, in his loving kindness and his righteousness, will reveal to you things you never even understood about your past, why things happen the way they happen, because of where God is taking you. So understand that the value of who God says that you are is not based upon people, but learn from the experiences. But don't stay there. Learn from them. Know how to make different choices going forward. Because remember, God does not want us to be able to remain in those situations. He has taught us that what he's given us is valuable. And another thing, don't throw, and the latter part of that scripture says, don't throw your pearls to pigs. And that what we've learned, one thing that I've learned recently is that, as we know, pearls come from oysters. And I thought every oyster produces a pearl or pearls. That's not true. Some of them don't even produce a pearl. But God has called you precious. God has called that what we have is a pearl. And if in the world there has to be a certified person, a qualified person to handle this pearl, so what greater value are you? We are valuable and we are important in God. We are important in everything that we do. We are valuable. Because if it takes a person who has to be qualified to handle those pearls, then we have got to raise that standard of ourselves to know that, look, I'm not going to trust myself in your hands because I see that you don't know how to value what is good. And because I know what I have to say is good, I know who I am is good, then I know that I can't put myself in your hands. Because the latter part of that scripture says, if you do, remember, if you do give this what is precious, what is important, and even knowing this, that a pearl is rare. It is rare to find. It, when I looked it up, it says one out of every 10,000 oysters, you may find a pearl. One out of every 10,000. So wherever you go, wherever your feet tread, you are precious. You are important. You are valuable. Remember, that's who God has called you to be. And it says, but it says, if you take this precious jewel, this rare stone, And if you give it to those who don't even understand its value, they may trample upon it. They may trample them under their feet and turn, tear you to pieces. Now, again, understand this. Not everybody is going to handle a pearl. They don't know how. They may not even be qualified to handle you. They may not even be qualified. You have such goodness within you. They may be intimidated by that and want to tear you down because of it. They may want to come in and mistreat you. How they'll do it, they'll mistreat your time. They'll take advantage of you. They'll take advantage of your heart. They'll take advantage of your body, your confidence, your mind, your hopes and dreams. And then once they do all of that, they in turn try to discourage you, to strip you of who you are. Look, I've been there. And when they do that, that's when you feel like when that relationship ends, you are broken. But God has given us to now, we know this, know that you're valuable, know that you are important, and know that whom you give yourself to, you've got to know who you're giving yourself to, because you could give yourself to dogs and pigs, those who are not even qualified, they're not certified. They don't have the certification from heaven to deal with you. They don't have the certification to understand what value and respect is to deal with you, to handle you, to treat you with compassion, with care, with grace. We can have grace with everybody else. Don't you know that you're important enough to have that in return? But God is teaching us that same heart that you have for somebody else, God wants to teach us so when we cross paths with somebody else, that you are worthy. You are worthy through the blood of Jesus Christ to have that same kind of heart to be shared towards you. And understand this, when we come across those dogs, there is someone that when they find you, he will find a good thing. What that means, he will recognize the goodness. He will recognize the value. And as Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord, because this man, he has already been certified. He's already been qualified by God to know how to handle you. He's going to go to God concerning you because he understands that this pearl, that this rare jewel is something that cannot be handled any kind of way. He doesn't want to speak to you that is going to hurt you, but he's going to speak with you with respect. He is going to handle you with protection and care. Because why? Because he has something greater in store for you. God has something greater for us. He doesn't want us to accept the least. So know that God has called you to be valuable. And then on top of that, it says, when this man finds you and receives favor from the Lord, know that you come with the favor of God. Know how important you are. Know that how valuable you are. When you cross the path with somebody else, just don't think that person is blessed, or that what you can get from that person and that you bring good to that person or you bring light to that person. Look, you need to understand how blessed that you are for that other person's life. And so I want to actually end with the book. The book is I Win, I Am a Survivor. And I wanted to end with this because it really sums everything up. And it says, when getting beyond the path, the greatest investment that can be made is walking away knowing who you are and how you positively view the world around you. When you can honestly walk away with this kind of return on life investment, it is simply rewarding, unique, and incredibly meaningful. It's the feeling of knowing that no one else's perspective is your life reality. What a way of living an abundant life filled with good conscience, insight, and outside that is worthy of peace, joy, and abundant happiness. What a way to go. Accept our path. Learn from it. And understand that when we learn from it, we're able to live a more peaceful, joyous life in a place of understanding the power and authority that you have. Protect it, guard it, and understand that who you deal with, whose paths you cross, jobs, whatever it may be, You have the power and authority of knowing, of getting to know who you're dealing with, who can be able to, who's qualified, who's going to protect, who is going to actually do right by you. You have the power and authority. God has given us to know as women of God that he has given us such a precious gift. We are precious to him. We are valuable to him. And I pray that this topic today will encourage you as women of God to take your authority. No matter where you're at, in your home, your work, whatever it is, take it and run with it because God wants us to have that. So I pray that you were blessed. I pray you're encouraged by this. And we just thank God again for you taking your time with us, and I pray you're encouraged by it. So Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for your word of encouragement. And we pray for all those that were on the line that they will be encouraged by your word, my Lord God. And we just pray, my Lord, that you will continue to be glorified in all of our lives. And we just say thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, thank you all for taking your time, and we pray that you will just have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you again, and be blessed.